My name is Ketia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Mattie L. Hankerson, M-A-T-T-I-E, middle initial L, last name H-A-N-K-E-R-S-O-N. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage four. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process period. The recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 24 from 26, creatinine of 2.0 from 1.7, and a GFR of 22 from 28. There is... There is no available urinalysis to determine. Actually, no. Disregard that. There is no evidence of significant activity in the urinary sediments. However, mild pyuria is seen, with which the patient denies any symptoms for. Period. There is evidence of disregard the last couple of sentences. Let's restart. Restart this dictation for Mattie L. Hankerson, M-A-T-T-I-E, middle initial L, last name H-A-N-K-E-R-S-O-N. This patient, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. Most recent labs reveal a BUN of 24 from 26, creatinine of 2.0 from 1.7, and a GFR of 22 from 28. There is evidence of pyuria. However, the patient denies any urinary symptoms. There is no available labs to calculate whether there is proteinuria. Period. She denies any urinary symptoms. We will continue to monitor. Number two, arterial hypertension with elevated blood pressure of 178 over 50. Period. This elevation in blood pressure could be related to the patient's complaint of shoulder pain, period, which is likely related to arthritis, period. We repeated the blood pressure and it was lower at 150 over 54, period. The patient follows up with her PCP next week, and she manages the blood pressure regimen, the blood pressure medications, period. She is euvolemic at this time. We recommend a decreased intake of sodium in the diet, as well as a decreased fluid intake to prevent further elevation in the blood pressure and edema, period. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency. With vitamin D, 25 level of 4.6. We started the patient on 50,000 units of vitamin D3, one tablet a week, and we will repeat the labs in 4 weeks for further evaluation period. Next line, anemia of chronic disease. We ordered iron studies. The HNH is 10.9 and 31%. She is currently taking iron supplements, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is stable considering the patient's age. She is currently taking atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Next line. Coronary artery disease, which is managed by the patient's cardiologist and primary care provider. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. End.